This is the main prayer hall.
Here at the Leicester Islamic Centre's Ladies Gallery, there's space for 300 women to pray. They've got their own special washing facilities too. Malik Salim's the chairman here.
This is open 5 times a day. If ladies would like to come and say their prayers, we got all the facilities over here, the separate facility for the ladies, like ablution room.
There's now a ranking system in place in England for mosques that are more female friendly, like this mosque sports hall, which will be full of women playing badminton tonight. Fayaz Mughal from Faith Matters came up with the idea.
I think what both men and women can take away from the directory is that even though it's a snapshot of top 100 out of 500 we've picked, it provides reference points for both men and women to look at best practice, and if they want to develop their institutions, to link up and learn from the ones that are in the directory.
This hall we use for 5 times a day prayer.
The guesstimate is that there's nearly 4,000 mosques in the UK, but they're generally seen as male-friendly.
We had in mind, you know, that we need to provide the facility for whole section of the community, not just for the men.
Malik Salim says for years mosques have struggled to attract women, but things are getting much better.
There is a definitely improvement, but it's not going on a very fast pace. It's very unfortunate. This mosque is a purpose-built mosque. When you go to a normal mosque, I mean, it's very difficult for those people to provide the facility to whole of the community, even they want it, you know. But I think there is a will now.
These women are part of this mosque ladies committee and use the mosque regularly.
My name is Rehana. I've got a separate entrance. I've got crash facility as well, which attracts young mothers to come along as well.
My name is Jamila. We've got a good total different separate facilities for girls, women, and they can come and go at their own time. Feel free to ask and feel free to do their worship here.
100 mosques have made it to the list, including East London Mosque in Tower Hamlets, which serves the UK's largest Muslim community. There's also the Jamaat al-Tablighul Islam Mosque in Bradford and the Karimia Institute in Nottingham, which runs 2 nurseries for young kids alongside an activity club for young girls. The aim now is to make sure all mosques in England cater for the needs of female worshippers. So could this be the answer?
I think they should put more like ladies event.
If they did have the separation, men and women, I would definitely go.
Would I have to wear a headscarf? I don't know. If it's a separate building, then possibly not. So I'll have to have a scarf in my bag or something as a backup.
They should cater for the women. And if they are going to expand, then they should think of that so that women can come and educate themselves in Islam.